From the Black Information Network,
this is the BIN Daily Update.
I'm Vanessa Tyler.
And I'm Mike Stevens on your home for 24/7 news, the Black Information Network.
Lawmakers are not going to play around with Donald Trump loyalist Steve Bannon. Along party lines, the full House is holding him in contempt. Connecticut Democrat Jim Hines said they had to. The integrity of their power was at stake.
What was really on the table today was the institutional prerogatives of the United States Congress. Whether somebody can just say, sorry, I'm going to ignore your subpoenas.
But more importantly, Republican Wyoming Representative Liz Cheney says they need to get Bannon in there because as lawmakers try to get to the bottom of the attack on the Capitol, she is sure Bannon knows a lot more about it.
Mr. Bannon's own public statements make clear he knew what was going to happen before it did. And thus, he must have been aware of and may well have been involved in the planning of everything that played out on that day.
The search for Brian Laundrie is over, the FBI is confirming. Human remains found at a Florida nature reserve are those of Laundrie. The partial remains were found at the Florida Nature Park, where police were hunting for Laundrie all along. The FBI says they made the confirmation with dental records. Police have been searching for him as a person of interest in the Gabby Petito homicide for several weeks. The area where the remains were uncovered was previously underwater in the dense and swampy park of southeast Florida. Now, Laundrie's parents told police weeks ago their son had gone hiking in the 24,000-acre alligator-infested Carlton Reserve nearly a month ago. That's around the time Petito's body was found near Grand Teton National Park in Wyoming. She and Laundrie had been on a cross-country van trip most of the summer.
Former Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel still under fire when, as mayor, a 17-year-old black man was killed by a cop under his watch. That is why protesters say he should not have the honor of now becoming ambassador to Japan for how he handled the 2014 death of Laquan McDonald.
The inspector general, a special prosecutor, all looked at what happened in the events afterwards, and nobody suggested or concluded that anybody in my office or I myself did anything improper.
But his office is accused of covering for the cop, now convicted of murder, by not quickly releasing video of the shooting. Coincidentally, Emanuel's ambassador confirmation hearings were held on the 7th anniversary of Laquan McDonald's death.
The CDC's vaccine advisors are voting to recommend the Moderna and Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccine boosters. They accepted the FDA authorization. It will now be referred to CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky to accept or change the committee's recommendation. The agency will also be responsible for a detailed clinical guidance on what people should consider when getting the booster shots.
Remember those delicious Famous Amos chocolate chip cookies? Well, the company is cooking up something just as good. It's the Ingredients to Success, a program in partnership with the National Black Chamber of Commerce. The mission? To give black business owners the tools to succeed. That includes money. In the first year of the program, three black businesses would be awarded $50,000 each. I'm Vanessa Tyler with Mike Stevens on your home for 24/7 News, the Black Information Network.
I'm Mike Stevens.
And I'm Vanessa Tyler on your home for 24/7 News, the Black Information Network.
We will not rest until we get the individual or individuals in custody.
After two shootings within 1 week, HBCU Grambling State University in Louisiana is scrambling. The deadly gunfire rocked the campus. And Black State Police Superintendent Colonel Lamar Davis is asking the public for tips.
We have to take care of each other. We have to be good brothers. We have to be good sisters. And we have to be good neighbors.
Within 1 week, a 19-year-old was killed on campus. Then a second shooting left one person dead and seven others wounded. The school has set up a curfew and ID checks. And in Chicago, Illinois, this kind of 911 radio transmission is all too common.
And then saw a male running westbound on Fullerton with a backpack.
Violence, especially in the black community, there is at times out of control. And now the city's Black Caucus is pushing Black Mayor Lori Lightfoot to spend millions of dollars on violence prevention programs.
A follow-up to a story we reported about an incident at a Massachusetts summer camp in which two white kids tied a strap around a black boy's neck. An investigation then found the act was wrong, but not race-related. Now the Chilmark Town Affairs Council has added diversity to its board and seeking more diverse campers and staff. The president of the Martha's Vineyard NAACP wants to take it a step further by passing an ordinance that would require camps to follow school anti-bullying and harassment laws. The civil rights attorney for the Black victim's family says even though the Black child survived, the incident was reminiscent of a lynching.
Many Black borrowers say student loan debt is like what Jim Crow was. No matter what they do, they can't seem to get around it.
This debt is literally choking at the promise of Black families. It's compromising our ability to start a family or a business, to buy a home, to save for retirement.
A new report by the Education Trust finds African Americans who were surveyed say student loans they took out to attend college and make a better life for themselves and their families were not set up to give Black Americans financial freedom. Instead, they disrupt quality of life and mental health. The NAACP Youth and College Division had a virtual panel discussion about this. Black Massachusetts Congresswoman Ayanna Pressley was one of the speakers.
If you care about racial justice, then you need to care about student debt cancellation. If you care about economic justice, then you need to care about student debt cancellation.
President Joe Biden said he is willing to cancel some student loan debt, but so far, not even a small amount has been done away with.
In the Columbus, Ohio area, Westerville City Schools naming a new elementary school after an African American. Minerva France Elementary will honor a former Westerville student named Minerva France, a Black woman who ended up being known for her pioneering efforts in higher education in the 1920s and 30s.
I'm Mike Stevens with Vanessa Tyler on your home for 24/7 News, the Black Information Network.
Your money on the Black Information Network.
President Biden is remaining confident about getting his agenda passed through Congress. Speaking during a CNN town hall, Biden insisted he thinks a deal will get done on infrastructure and a spending package.
It's all about compromise. You know, it's compromise become a dirty word, but it's bipartisanship and compromise still has to be possible.
Biden has been meeting with lawmakers this week in an effort to get the proposals passed. A dispute between progressives and moderates has held up the two bills. A grocery delivery service promising ultra-fast service is launching in New York City. It would allow customers to get their groceries within minutes in Manhattan, Brooklyn, the Bronx, and Queens. GoPuff, a delivery startup that began in 2013, is looking to challenge grocers, drugstores, and big box retailers in how quickly consumers can get their orders delivered. Weekly claims for unemployment benefits are down. The Labor Department reports 290,000 Americans filed first-time jobless claims last week. That's another pandemic era low and 6,000 fewer than the previous week's revised total. However, it's well above trends of 210,000 before the pandemic crippled the nation's economy 18 months ago. Money news at 24 and 54 minutes past each hour. I'm Julius White on the Black Information Network.
Download the BIN Daily Update every morning on the iHeartRadio app.